Yeah, three dots. Kufayin Ches. So he spoke about. He said we've touched on overcoming laziness, the kvedas aguf, and which comes with depression and years, etc. He spoke about the issue of taiva for elam hazeh, etc. We'd be drawn to the gshmak, the ravis, the sweetness of the Torah. He says the next step is the midah of ruach, which is more ruchani, right? So he's talking about that there's a thought process which seems to look like an intelligent thought process, but at the end of the day it's really superficial. And there's a deep thought process which takes place deep inside the person, where the person is really, really, really connecting to the ideas and thinking about them, etc. The place where you see that, as it were, he says, is in the Karech of Shtika. Karech of Shtika is when, in that moment where, instead of projecting outwards, is what Deber does, you're moving inwards, contemplating, absorbing, thinking, etc. I mentioned the Maisa of Simplazisal. The Simplazisal had a Maimar Chazal, which he said that he didn't want to share it with somebody else until he absorbed the thought totally. He says it's a very delicate thought, and if he shares it, he'll be focusing on moving it outwards, as opposed to inwards, he won't absorb the full thought himself. So he doesn't want to share it, you know, his new insight, until he fully develops the insight, then he'll be able to share it to somebody else. It took him 22 years before he shared the insight. So he felt he had totally absorbed the message that insight he was able to give to him. Like else, usually takes about 3 seconds. So I gave you a practical example that's a little bit beyond the simple example. Was the person tells you a mice. Right? So I once heard this from one of my chaverim in Shiva, the Tzibor Chalmer. So he had this as a natural instinct. When somebody tells you like a geshmaka mice, you say geshmaka mice back. And yeah, I heard a mice like that also. You know, something similar happened to me, or something. I saw this by my rabbi, etc. Says the correct thing to do is to stop, and to think, and to absorb, and to let that idea sink in. But because as soon as you're talking back, you're not absorbing. Because I'll say when it comes to Kalin, when they're being parlant, they're not being belayed. When you're busy putting out, you're not taking in. So the kayak of the proper usage of this kayak of ruach, as opposed to the kayak of dibur, is the idea to be able to connect to deeply connect to something, which means let it absorb, let it think, you know, hear it, be quiet, etc. Okay. Next section. Shtika b'didus k'shura subasur. Now I want to tell you just before we start, there's a fascinating line on the Chabad's time which I always found fascinating. I've mentioned in the Shmuz probably more than one time. You've all heard from me at some point in time. I have a chaver who's a the best way to describe it. He's a very big dab run. He's a big talker. He talks a lot. I don't mean, he's constantly saying, talking, connecting. That's what he is. So he was learning in the mirror one time and decided that he talks too much. And that's it. He's making times deeper and he's just going to sit and focus and learn, etc. Right? That's what he did. So after a few days, he was going into a state of depression. He needed that connection, the talking to people, etc. So the Mashkiach, Rav Aaron Kadosh, walks by one day and he says to him, his name is, he says, Loizu Aderech. He didn't say, he said 3 words, Loizu Aderech, and he keeps walking. He chopped what the guy was doing, he chopped why the guy was doing it, he chopped what the problems are, and you know, he saw the fellow needs a different approach. So Chabad Chaim in one place writes, a person is inclined towards he calls it, getting sad, depressed. He cannot use the midah shtika. The midah shtika will just increase that. He needs to be connected and developed, etc. So that's the warning label which we're going to put in this next section. We talked about the mile of shtika and medidas. See, if it's a warning label that Right? Rabbi Twersky has a story that he says, you know, Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky is a person who's constantly connected to people, talking to people and writing and doing it. He's constantly, you know, doing that. And he felt one time he was stressed out tremendously, and he went to one of these, finally there's someone commits, you go to this place, they have like a whirlpool, relaxes, etc. Had to be there for an hour. After 10 minutes, he's gone out of his mind. You know, relaxed, he's chilled out, he feels great, warmed up, whatever it is, right? He feels great. Turn and leaves. And another, so you have to stay in the whole hour. And he couldn't take it. You know? It scared him. Like, you know, he couldn't sit for an hour with himself. Right? What does it say? If we can't sit for an hour with ourselves and just think and contemplate and understand ourselves and connect, right? That's a scary thing. So he says, Shtika Bedidas Kshuras Lubuzu. The Mida of Shtika and the Mida of being able to be Bedidas, be by yourself, connected. The person understands the mile of Shtika and knows how to do it, enjoys to have downtime by himself, but he has time by himself to contemplate, to think, to absorb. You know, Umanus Hashtika. A person doesn't understand the umness, the craftsman ability of Shtika. Barech Me'am Adidas, he doesn't enjoy being by himself, therefore he runs away from that. He always has to be connected. Now, we're not talking about becoming an ascetic hermit living on a mountaintop. We're not talking about obviously that's not the approach of the Torah. The approach of the Torah is balanced. But what we mean to say is we're talking about a person who's comfortable with people, he's involved with people. One of them, he's a happy person, and he's accomplishing in life's opportunities. That person needs to learn to understand the need that he has, because he's constantly connecting outwards and not really absorbing and thinking and connecting inwards. He needs to find that moment for himself. Shokas means an hour, doesn't mean a moment. You know, I'm hoping sometimes for just a moment, you know. Better sure, you know. Okay. So he brings a beautiful pshat. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoy Omer. So the Mishnah Rabbah says, Haner b'layla, person is awake at night time, or Ramalef b'derech yechidi, person is traveling by himself, Afanali b'levatol, and he wastes his time. He directs his mind in suvatol. Reza miskayev b'nafsha, so he's held culpable for his life. Pirush Rabbi Yonasa. So what does the Mishnah mean? What do you do? The guy's driving back 3 o'clock in the morning. He's not asleep. He's not sleepy. He just, you know, he got a good. He went to sleep for a few hours. Woke up. He's fresh. He's not, you know, turning on the news, whatever it is, to keep himself awake. And he can't deal with the car being quiet. He needs to have some music going. He needs to have some of the radio. He needs to listen to a shear. Right? What's wrong? He says, no. Just enjoy the quiet and absorb the quiet. Like, you didn't do that? Like, what I do? That's a better yearning. Ibe Shehain shows Ritsuyos. Those are very special moments. It's a very opportune time to think about the valuable, important things. Elohein Divrei Torah, which means the message of Torah. Says and shows Kama Hein Chashuvas Rias the Machshavas of Torah. Those moments when it's quiet and it's by yourself and there's nobody that are bothering you. It's all your own time. To use that time to think about what's important and absorb and to get a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you waste it. You're like thrown out the value of, you don't understand the value of life. You have no work to do, it's nighttime. They don't work at nighttime, it's too dark. So you don't hear any sound, go by yourself. And that moment, Okay.
Is he saying that one shouldn't occupy themselves with anything, or is it would be the it'd be a good opportunity like to take it safer and try to follow? Like, to,
obviously, learning is good.
Right. I don't mean to say for like you know Gamora trying to you know. Just like that, I'm saying something a bit more. Not a booster safer, maybe, but.
It can so, do with a safer. Safer helps sometimes direct the thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Right? But the truth is, you know, we would like the person to get to the point where, after done it, let's say, a few times, where he really knows where his thoughts need to go. He needs to think of what. And he has this opportune time to really to sort of like get to know himself. You know, I never chance to really meet Ellie Reingold. I'm very busy talking to everybody else. I'm really meeting Ellie Reingold. Here's a chance to really sit and think about where's Ellie Reingold doing? What is Ellie Reingold doing? Am I happy with it? Do I want to change things? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? This is a phenomenal opportunity time to do that. She says, "Shows ke'elo shabedinus bo me'aleho el adam." We have these moments where it's brought to you, right? You don't have to go out to the mountains to get it. It's brought to you. Hey, nifshon aburay akama hu chay beruchnius. There are almost a test. You can test yourself how much ruchnius means to you. If these moments are special moments which you want to chaperai and use them properly. Kishabola shosh kate. When you have a quiet hour, b'malos samach shabbos mizbanos and use it for thinking and contemplating. Simenu kihu bal sechel yuni. So that's when you said before. It's not. I'm a thinker, but I'm a superficial thinker. I'm a superficial thinker. These hours don't mean anything to me. So I'm a deep thinker, which means I want to absorb and let the ideas sink in. And so now is a good time to do that, to contemplate and to think. So those are special moments. So that's indicative of where we're holding. Now, the truth is, many people run away from those moments as if they're running away from fire. Right? So, you know, we don't enjoy being by ourselves. We want to call somebody up. We want to contact. We want to listen. You want to. We're always like connecting outwards. So what happens? Why is that? Because at this moment, that's not available. You know, you lived in the world. There was no cell phones. There was no radios. And you're traveling. You know, the guys going through the night, traveling on this forest. All he hears is the birds. Right? There's nobody there. He's going to be next 3 hours all by himself. So what's going to happen? They're forced suddenly to meet ponim al ponim, face to face, mul adam zor, shein lem kol inyan lakiroi. This strange person that they don't know. Who's that strange person they don't know? Themselves. So they don't like hanging around with that guy they don't know. So they try and run away. The truth is they don't really know themselves, and that's why this moment is a moment which they don't enjoy. The opposite is Bardas. He looks for those moments. He realizes that those are the moments which he can really get to know himself better, think about himself, and realize what is his purpose in life. You know, what is he personally? You know, the general concept, but what is he? What does he feel he's supposed to be accomplishing? What's his role? And create his world. Not only does he wait for it to happen, he tries to create in his schedule moments we can do that. So let's do the footnote and we'll hold it here. He says, we find if you look at the early works, they have these things, the person does the Vera, you fast so many times, and you roll in the snow, and all these strange things as a kapara. Says that's what a person who's not learning. He knows the service of Hashem. So I have a better idea. Don't weaken yourself. He's about to be moved. Don't waste your time. Once a week, leave people. Be inspired. Have some private time between you and your Creator. Tiskasher Machshav Teboy. Think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Einsham Bebehilchus Shuba Bebir Tevis Ubovecho. He said, "No, in the Yonenu the Rasenu, he gam Shoach Hashalag Yisraelus. He tikkun the flow. Rei Shama Flogus Hadvor the Miles of Adidas." So the Shloah talks about the Rizal said once a week, create a time for yourself where you're just yourself to think and to contemplate. Think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Think about yourself. Think about your relationship. Enjoy that. You know, develop it, etc. That will be as valuable as all the Yisurim and the Kaparis, etc. Is you're reconnected. Okay.